But the Germans were still holding on until the Western Front. And on the Eastern Front, the Germans were dangerously close to both Petrograd and Moscow. The Bolshevik slogan, "No peace, no war," may have fooled the Russian people. But the Germans held all the cards and they knew it. If Lenin and company wanted Russia to be left alone, the Germans wanted Poland and the Baltics and most of Ukraine. Again, the time to hesitate was through. The Japanese were already sending troops into Russia's Far Eastern Empire and the port of Vladivostok. Parts of the old empire were breaking off. The Baltic and Caucasian nations, Poland and Ukraine. In the heartland, the so-called White Russian movement united Tsarist generals and various anti-communist movements against the new Bolshevik regime. Not all of the communists, as the Bolsheviks now called themselves, supported Lenin's decision to surrender all of this land. Surrender was not just a blow to Russian pride, but it would put the new nation at Germany's economic and military mercy. Once more, Lenin got his way, establishing once and for all his domination of the Communist Party and of the new Soviet state.